Shalom v'rach rabbi Yisrael v'ezer Hashem. We are learning Dirshim Mishlin Simin Yod Sif Vav. This is Shir number 29. Chav Hei Adar Beis Tavshin Pei Beis. We are discussing a halachi here of a person that has a very large talis. It's a very large talis. It's so large that it's not really possible to wear it because of its large size. So what the person wants to do is he wants to fold it over. He wants to fold over the beged, the garment, and then he wants to put on the tzitzis on this material. You'll ask me, well, why doesn't he just cut it? That's a good question. I don't have an answer for you. As they say, finish kasha and the ma'isa. That's the story. That's the case we're dealing with. So he has he wants to use it for a chuppah. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. That's the reason why he doesn't want to cut it. Okay, thank you. So you have a very large talus, and he folds it over. Now the question is, if he folds it over, where does he put the tzitzis now, the strings? Now, what do you mean, where does he put it? Well, you put the tzitzis akan fevig deim, on the corners of your garment. So, in this case, when he folds over the talus and he puts it in the corner, if he opens it up, now the strings will be on one end, on the right and left side, and then in the middle, on the right and left side. Not at the end. So if he keeps it folded over, then they'll be at the end. That's what we'll be discussing this morning. The main halacha when coming out from here is that one should not be doing this. One should not be making a talis, which you see over here in this picture, is the height of twice the size of a person, double his height. That's the size that we're discussing over here. So the Mechaber tells us here in Simen Yod, the Sif Vav, Ein Koiflin is a talis. One should not fold a talis umatilim tzitzis, and putting the tzitzis al kanfeho, and putting the tzitzis on its corners, kimoishi kfula, when it is folded over. Says the Ramah, avol tzorich lahatil ba'arbe knofe hapshutim, but rather you should put the strings on the four corners of the garment when it is spread out, when it is open, not when it's folded. Ela'im kein tafra kula, unless you sew the whole folded section of the talus together, and once you sew it together, then v'afilu miruach achas, even if you sew it only on one side, that will be considered to be a folded talus, which is now a new beged. It's a folded talus. It's half the size. So then, when you put the tzitzis strings on the corner of it, on the corners, it's in the right place. Before we see further in the Mishnah Rura, let's take a look here at the Mishnah Rura before you see the rest of the Mechaber. And he says here in Sifkan Tezvav, Ein koiflun es atalis umatilin tzitzis akonfea kimoi shikfula. We don't fold over the talis. She'im tiposheit. What's the problem? Because if you spread it out, you spread out that folded talis, nimsu hatzitzis be'emtzeisa. What's going to happen is that the tzitzis will now be found in the middle. Va'anan tzitzis ala konof be'inon, then we need to have tzitzis on the corner, ala konof. Sifkon tezayin hapshutim. So you want to have the talis spread out. If you fold over the talis because this garment is twice the height of a person, you're not able to wear it unless you fold it over. So to that says the Mishnah Rura, she'ein yochol yesh poiskin de poitrin oisoy the garment that tzitzis. There are those places that say such a beged, such a garment that's so large that if you fold it over, you're not able unless you fold it over, you can't wear it. So it's potter from tzitzis. You don't need tzitzis on it. Dein shem beged alav. It's not called a garment. It's not called a beged. Masik ataz. The taz concludes, and the premier godim as well. The yata by tzitzis. Knofa is apshutin v'lo yivarech. So what you should do is, you should put tzitzis on the corners when it's spread out and open, not when it's folded, but you should not make a bracha on it. So you have this massive, large talus. Like the examples that were given, it's a talus for a chuppah, or it's a talus for a simchas Torah, for kol na'arim. And you're going to put strings on the corners of this talus when it's spread out. That you'll do. But if you're going to wear it, obviously you only need the strings if you wear it. You should not make a bracha on such a talus, because there's a shaila, maybe such a talus which is so large is not chayiv in tzitzis in the first place. Then we said in the Mechaber that if you sew it down, even from one side, one section, then that is sufficient. And the Bishmur says, take a look at the Be'er Halacha on the left side of the page for a lengthy discussion on this topic of sewing it down. So the machlok is over there between the Rambam and the Smag, I believe, as to whether or not you have to sew down all sides. How do you learn the Gemara over there? That's what the Be'er Halacha is discussing. Sif Kotn Yud Zayin, Vafilim Ruach, I'm sorry, Yud Ches, the Ramah said, that even if you don't stitch it down, sew it down, you're still chayav, you're still obligated to put it on strings, the chayavin afilu b'loy tfiro, even if you don't sew it down. Therefore, he says, it's good to make the tzitzis, avaloy levarchala, but you should not make a bracha on it. Says the Mishnah Sif Katin Yud Ches, the chayavin, you're obligated to put on tzitzis, lahatil b'kanfei akfula, is to put tzitzis on the corners, the chol's man sheimichu peles loins pashto, because just as long as it is folded over, if this talus is folded over and it's not spread out, shem talus lahekemoishi kfula, it has the status of a talus if it's folded over. Okay, so you take the talus, like in picture over here, see aleph is the large size talus, and then over here in bays you're folding it, and gimel it's a folded talus now. So we're saying it now, when it's folded, it's chayv in tzitzis. Once it's chayv in tzitzis, so you have to put the strings on. It says the Mishmar Sif Katan Yotes, we said, loya levarich alav, you should not make a bracha on it, says the Ramah. So the Mishmar is going to bring over here that how does it help this Eitzah from the Ramah not to make a bracha on this talus? Was that our issue? Was that our question? The question was what? The question was, I have this talus which is 12 feet tall. I can only wear it, or let's say it's a you don't wear a talus, if you're even 6 feet, you don't wear a 6 foot talus. It's a 10 foot talus. So I fold it over, now it's a 5 foot talus. Very nice. The question is, where do I put the tzitzis on it? Not should I make the bracha on it. So he says here, Tomu Achreinim. The Achreinim have a question. Tomu Kol Achreinim. Matikin b'mashu lo yivarech. How does it help that you don't make a bracha? Hadayin shemek ha-mechaber. Maybe the halacha is like the mechaber. V'tzorich lahatil b'pshutim. And maybe the halacha is like the mechaber that you have to put the talus strings on it when it's spread out. Ve'ich yilbash beged zeh. How can you wear a talus if you have the strings in the wrong place? In other words, if you fold over the talus, and now I have the strings in the fold, so when I spread it out, so now it's in the middle. So that's the issue we're dealing with. Well, not the bracha. Ve'ech yilbash beged zaka, you wear such a beged. How yoyse mi'abat tzitzis. There's also loyse of kuliyama. You know, so he says, another eitzah, you say, okay, you know what, so I'll put four strings on each side when it's folded. I'll put four strings when it's also at the other end. So I'll have sets of 2, 4, and 6 strings in the corner. Well, that's even worse. Because that's Baal Tosef now. That we discuss on Friday. That's this is the race of Baal Tosef. It's a different problem. Therefore, he says like this: Umaskiladino lahalacha dizar lechatchila shloi lasas talus kfula kla. Therefore, don't make a folded over talus. Don't make a talus like this in the first place, because you have a halachic problem. Where are you going to put your tzitzis with the strings? Are you going to put them at the edge when it's open, which is what the Mechaber said you should do? Or if you put them at the edge when it's folded over, then when you spread it out, if it's not sewn down, you have the same problem we discussed. Therefore, he says, don't make such a talus like this. The yizor lechatchilo shloi lasas talus kful klal el imkein tofra, unless you sew it. I feel with tfiros chavis, even if it's wide stitches, the kaven shetofra, because once you sewed it, shuv ein asui lipashet, it doesn't spread out. Once you sew it down, even with wide stitches, it's not going to open up. Vaz bein betalos merbas, bein betalos shayso metchilo arucho yoyis midai. Then therefore, once you sew it, even if it's a talus which was square, a talus which was very long. Yatil tzitzis, but kfulim v'yavarach. Then once it's sewn, you can put tzitzis when it's folded down and make the bracha. Siv katan chaf. We go back to the top of the page where the Mechaber says, hitel tzitzis al tzitzis. Interesting scenario. What do? You put tzitzis on tzitzis, like this case over here in this picture. We're in the Per Halach, page 36, number 2. In one corner, you put two sets of tzitzis. In one corner, you put two sets of tzitzis. Now, why did you do that? So he says over here, hitel tzitzis al tzitzis. You put tzitzis on top of tzitzis in the same section. In this kavin levat al harishoino, if my intention of putting the second set of tzitzis was to show that I want to nullify the first set. The first set of tzitzis, maybe it's an old pair. So I strung up a whole new set, but I didn't take off the old ones first. Okay? So I want to mevatel, if my kavan is to mevatel the first set, then you should cut off the first set, and it's kosher. But if my intention is to add another set, but if my intention is that I want to add another set, then even if afterwards I cut off one of the two, not necessarily the second one, or not necessarily the first one, either one, doesn't matter which one, then we're saying it's psula. Then it's not kosher. And there are those that say, no, no matter what the case is, what your intention was, it'll be kosher in all scenarios, v'chein ikir, and that is the, says the Ramah, the correct halacha. Let's explain what's going on here in Siv Katin Chof. The Mishnah said, the Mechaber said rather, that you put tzitzis on top of tzitzis. In niskavin levatal rishoyna, if your intention was to cut the rishoyna, to nullify the rishoyna, then choisech harishoyna, which means you cut off the first set of tzitzis. Says the Mishnah, efshar the dafka nakat. In other words, the Mishnah is zoning in on the words of the Mechaber that said you should cut off the first pair that were originally there. Says the Mishnah Rura, when the Mechaber said cut off the first pair, did he mean the first pair specifically that were there beforehand, or did he mean any pair? So the Rishonim, was he being specific or not specific? So this is actually machlokes between the Mechaber and Ramah. We'll see. The Mishnah Rura is saying now that the Mechaber is saying when he says chosach choisech harishoyna ukshero, cut off the first pair and then your tzitz will be kosher, he meant that specifically. Nakat harishoynes. Why? Because it's going on what the Shulchan Aruch said before. What did he say? Choisech harishoynes. Three words earlier, he said, cut the first set. That's why he said before he cut the rishoyna, it's kosher. Avo be'emez la'rosh de'paskin kavasei. Oh, I'm sorry, did I skip?
Why would you do this?
I did skip, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. So you know, it's a good question. I want to suggest that, I did skip a line, we're going to have to go back to Sigmund Chav. The reason why I think he did this is because he has a pair of tzitzis that are old, and even the kosher, he wants to put on a nice, a clean pair.
Okay.
So you'll say, okay, so take off the old pair first.
Right.
Yeah. If you can fit the strings through the hole with the original set there, you know, it's very hard to get the strings through there even when the hole is clean. Just get them four strings.
But it's not going to be easier if the old set are still there.
That's why it's better to cut off the old set.
So that just strengthens the question. You know, so I don't know why he did this in regards to like not cutting out the first set first, but Lamaisa, he did string up the tzitzis with the second set while the first ones are still there. Now the question is, does he have to specifically remove the first ones, the original older ones, or does it make a difference if he cuts off the newer ones even? You'll say, well, why?
He did it because it's puzzle that he better cut off the one that's puzzle. Right?
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be puzzle. It could be, let's say, it's just not as clean as a nice, crisp white, right? Sometimes you see people's tzitzis, they're as dark as is black, unfortunately.
Yeah, once some of the strings are shorter than the others, you know, put them in.
Over there, they get ruined a little, you know. Ragged, yeah. I don't really have the best answer for you, but those are possible examples of why he might do something like this. So I'm sorry, I skipped the line before. So he said, "Esher the dafka nakad aval im chazach hashnir is puzzle." But if you cut, let's say, the second set, it's going to be puzzle. You hear this? In other words, let's say I cut off my new set I just put on. Right. So he's saying it could be it's puzzle. Why? So he says, "Kaven the kvar bitla rishonis." Since he already nullified the first set and he cut off the second set, even though he has physical tzitzis there, it's as if he has zero tzitzis there. Let's clarify that again. Man is a talus with tzitzis on all four corners. And then he strings up another corner with another pair of four strings. And his intention of doing that is because he wants to mevatel the first set of tzitzis that's in that corner from being functioning as tzitzis. And then he gets distracted, he gets a phone call, takes out his scissors, before you know it, he cuts off the new pair that he just strung up. And after he looks at it, that little five-year-old comes along, right? I have a little five-year-old now, Mishalim, and says, I think you cut off the wrong ones. And he looks down, he says, oh, you're right. So it's not pshat that he has still, at least the old ones still on that are kosher. No, because since his purpose and reason why he put on the new ones was to mevata, was to nullify the first set, now he nullified the first set, he has zero on that corner, even though physically it's there. That's what the Mishmur is saying. Efsha could be the Dafka Nakat. That he specifically meant to say that you're cutting off the first ones. Because if you cut off the second ones, then you're left with nothing. Okay. However, Sifkan Chaf Aleph, Yesh Machshir Mecholinian, says the Mishra Haino Bein Shin Iskavin Levatel, whether your intention was to nullify the first set, Oin Iskavin Lehoisif, or your intention was to add on a new set, Bein Shin Chosach HaRishoinois, Oya Shniois, irrelevant to which ones you cut off, the first ones, or the second ones. So you see the Mishra on the Ramah, is explaining the Ramah to be more lenient. V'chein Iker, Sifkon Chabez, V'chein Pasku Achroinim, like the Ramah, that even if you cut off the second set, we don't say that you were nullified, you mevatel that first set, and you have zero, but rather we pass it like the Ramah, and we say, no, you still have your first set. Okay. The Ramah then concludes, V'chein Mishachosa Acharishoin is possible b'chol inin. Now, before you cut off the Rishonos, the first set, now you have tzitzis that are apostle. Why are they tzitzis that are apostle? Because you have two sets of strings on them. Says the Mishra Sifkan Nechav Gimel, Nokat HaRishonos, the koi al amashikazam have Shochanorach Mitchila. In other words, like this. He says the Rishonos, because the Ramah is going back on what the Mechaber said. And the Mechaber is talking about cutting off the first set. That's why he says, Choseh HaRishoinis, L'azeh Kosev V'Koidim Shechoseh HaRishoinis, before he cut off the first set. Avo B'emez LaHarosh, the Paskin Kavasev, according to the Rosh, we're passing like him. Kosher Keindim Choseh HaShniyois, Kosher, even more so, if you cut the Shniyois, then it's also Kosher. If you cut the second set, like we said earlier, according to the Rosh and the Ramah, then you would also be able to cut the second set of tzitzis and be kosher, kemosh kos, kemosh the isa beis yosef, as we see in the beis yosef. Okay, so just to review, Sif Vav was talking about a person who had a talus which was double his height. It's double his height, and the question was, where do you put the tzitzis? Do you put the tzitzis at the edge of four corners? Problem is, you can't wear it like that. You're going to have to fold it over. So in order to wear it properly, he folds it over. Now, if he folds it over, then he has a problem, because now if he puts the tzitzis strings at the edge of the corner and then it's not sewn down together and he opens it up, now you have the strings in the middle of the garment. That's a different problem. It's not al kanfei v'ideihem. So therefore, l'chatchila, the Mishmur told us, one should not make a tzitzis with such very large size to it, because then the question is, where do you put the strings? Okay, in Yetz Hashem, we're going to continue tomorrow. We're not going to start Siv Zayin now. We're going to start with pick up Siv Zayin tomorrow with the next part of these halachas, and probably no, we're not going to finish this tomorrow. Okay, good. We'll stop here with Siv Zayin.